Welcome to Embracing and Understanding the Whole Child podcast. I am Courtney Kendall Ritchie. I am the lower school counselor. I am a licensed professional counselor and a registered play therapist. I have been at Duchenne since 2011.
And I'm Amanda Villasenor. I'm the learning specialist for lower school here at Duchenne. I have my master's in education and I'm a licensed dyslexia therapist. I've been at Duchenne since 2017.
We share a passion for education, parent education in particular. Parents are the most influential part of the educational team, and we believe in empowering you with as many resources as we can share to further your child's success. We also know that your time is valuable, so this podcast is being created in hopes that you can listen on your own time to help master the lifelong learning curve that is parenting.
This school year, Duchenne is in full-scale implementation of a new standardized test, the Measures of Academic Progress, or MAP test. We often get questions about this new test, as parents are used to seeing ERB scores come home and the MAP test looks totally different. We're creating this podcast to help further your and our understanding of MAP testing. We envision this podcast as a starting place for further discussions and how we can best support you and your child through this process.
Today's podcast will focus on sharing information about the MAP test and answering some frequently asked questions. We've gathered this information from an education blog put forth by NWEA, the company that makes the MAP test, and much of the information was found in articles written by Jean Fleming. From there, we've tailored the answers so that they reflect what's happening here at Duchenne. So, first question, what is MAP and what does it measure?
So you may be familiar with paper and pencil tests where all students are asked the same questions and they spend a fixed amount of time taking the test. MAP test is different. MAP is a computer adaptive test, which means every student gets a unique set of questions based on their responses to previous questions. As the student answers correctly, the questions get harder. If the student answers incorrectly, the questions get easier. By the end of the test, most students will answer about half of the questions correctly. MAP can follow students wherever they're starting from, regardless of the grade they're in. For instance, if a third grader is actually reading like a fifth grader, MAP will be able to identify that. Or if a fifth grader is doing math like a third grader, MAP will identify that. Both things are incredibly important for a teacher to know so they can plan instruction efficiently. MAP covers reading, language usage, and math. Some schools also use the MAP science test to measure student achievement and growth in science.
So when you get your score report, you'll see something called a RIT score, R-I-T. What is a RIT score?
So when students finish, they receive a score, or this number called a RIT score. This score represents a student's achievement level at a given moment in the school year when the test is given. Taken over time, the scores can compute a student's academic growth. Think of this like marking height on a growth chart. You can tell how tall your child is at various points in time and how much they've grown between one time and another. The RIT, or Rosh Unit, scale is a stable, equal interval scale, like feet and inches. Equal interval means that a change of 10 RIT points indicates the same thing regardless of whether a student is at the top, bottom, or middle of the scale. And a RIT score has the same meaning regardless of grade level or age of the student. Scores over time can be compared to tell how much growth a student has made, similar to measuring height with a ruler.
So when Amanda says scores over time, you have to be wondering, how often will my child take the MAP test?
This year at Duchenne, grades 2 through 8 are taking the MAP test 3 times, fall, winter, and spring. Additionally, the first graders will be included in the spring administration. Most schools administer the test 3 times annually.
So how long is the MAP test?
Most students take less than an hour to complete a MAP test. However, MAP is not timed, and students may take as much time as they need to complete them.
So you mentioned ERB earlier. Is MAP also a standardized test? How is it different from high stakes or state tests?
So when we talk about high stakes tests, usually we're talking about a state test. In Texas, that's the STAR. These are designed to measure what students already know based on what's expected at their grade level as a way to measure grade level proficiency. MAP is designed to measure student achievement in the moment and growth over time, regardless of grade level, so it's quite different. Another difference is the timeliness of the results. While the state tests usually return information in the fall after the test is taken, MAP gives quick feedback to teachers, administrators, students, and parents. Teachers receive immediate results with MAP that show what students know and what they're ready to learn. The results can be used to help personalize lessons at the appropriate level for students. One similarity between MAP and state tests is that MAP aligns to the same standards in a given state as the state tests, so both measure similar content.
So you mentioned that MAP gives quick feedback. So what information will the parents receive from their child's school?
Most schools, including Duchenne, will provide a child's student progress report. This report contains information and scores from a student's most recent and past MAP tests. We encourage you to discuss results with your child's teacher or schedule an appointment with me for a full understanding of how the information is being used. You may also want to know about how you can use your child's reading and math scores to identify resources that can support home learning.
So you've mentioned several times how the teachers can use MAP scores. So how do schools and teachers actually use MAP scores?
NWEA, the company that makes the MAP test, offers a whole bunch of different reports to help schools and teachers use MAP information. These reports provide information to teachers and administration on how students, schools, grade levels, and individual classes can be monitored to see how students are growing. Teachers can see the progress of individual students and of their class as a whole. Students with similar MAP scores are generally ready for instruction in similar skills and topics. MAP also provides data around the typical growth for students who are in the same grade, subject, and have the same starting achievement level. This data is often used to help students set goals and understand what they need to learn to achieve their goals.
Can MAP tell me if a student is working at grade level?
MAP measures student achievement and growth independent of grade level, so it can show where students may need extra support or advanced learning opportunities. That said, there are also resources that put a student's performance into grade level context. Just as a doctor has a chart showing the most common heights of people at certain ages, NWEA has put together charts showing the median RIT scores for students at various grade levels. NWEA researchers examine the scores of millions of students to find the median scores for students in various grades. Please note that MAP scores are just one data point that teachers use to determine how a student is performing. And of course, you'll want to discuss any questions that you have about your child's performance with me or your child's teacher.
And what subjects are available with MAP?
There are MAP tests for grades 2 through 12 in reading, language usage, and mathematics, and in science for grades 3 through 9. Duchenne Academy is currently utilizing the reading, language usage, and math assessments in grades 2 through 8.
And what kind of questions are actually on the MAP tests?
The MAP tests include multiple choice, drag and drop, and other types of questions. You can access some short sample tests to get an idea of what MAP questions look like. Check out the Charging Towards Success page on Duchenne Connect for the link.
Lastly, the question you probably get most often, how can a parent help their child prepare for MAP tests?
Before the test is administered, your child's teacher or I will help with any pre-test instructions to explain the test to the students. Just like any school day, make sure your child is well-rested and fed with a well-rounded diet. Encourage them to do their best.
Thank you for listening to Embracing and Understanding the Whole Child. If you have any questions, feel free to contact Amanda Villasenor. For more resources, please visit the Charging Towards Success page on Duchenne Connect. In our next podcast, we'll pick up with our series focusing on developmental milestones, this time for 4 to 5-year-olds.